Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, welcome in, everybody. It is the Golf Talk America crew with a replacement today. Tim Matthews is in Dallas on assignment. We are, by the way, in Santee, South Carolina for the Santee Four Ball Championship, the second annual. Played in this last year. Had a great time. We're here with about 100 other golfers or so. A lot of media here, and going to be a great tournament. Been raining for the past 40 days and 40 nights. But the course was soggy yesterday. It's dried out well. We're going to get out there and get this tournament kicked off here at 10 a.m. this morning. But Frank Bassett joining you along with my good friend and my sidekick and the man who is always with me on the road, Mr. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What's happening, big boy?
It's just enjoying the mid-country of South Carolina.
This is gorgeous. How did you sleep last night?
Very well. Well, you're right next to me the whole time.
No, I was in the other room. Okay. Let's clear that up very, very quickly, okay? Anyway, we are here in Santee, man.
Exit 98 off 95.
It is, and we're having a great time. Santee is what we like to call now the golf's little big town. Is
golf's
the new,
little
new
big town.
Tagline for Santee. It really is nice. Lake Marion Golf Club. A lot of people are going to be joining us this morning.
There's
from Todd Miller to Tom Henderson. So we'll have Tourage. We'll have the director of golf from Lake Marion Golf Club. His lovely wife is out here working herself to death today to support Todd's effort. What, Todd's still in bed? She said yes. Anyway, so it's good to be here and good to be out on the road again and out in the open. The skies are above us. We're sitting outside.
It's good the skies are above us, though.
Well, it's better to be looking down at the ground than up at the ground.
Is exactly.
That what they say? Hey, listen, let's go ahead and bring him in and quit all this mess here. We have our good buddy, a media mogul, great golf writer, and he is from the Golf Channel's golf advisor, Mr. Mike Bailey. What's going on, Bailey?
I'm with you. I'm here to play golf the next 2 days, and glad that it's not raining.
It's been raining on us for a few days on the road. We've been on the road together for a week almost now, and played a lot of golf. You hit the ball pretty good. You're a stick.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, you're a stick.
You're pretty sporadic, Mr. Bassett.
At best. Yes. At best. I was terrible on the front nine yesterday, and then the back nine,
no,
I proceeded to.
You know why he's terrible on it? Because I beat him like a dog. It was
not a dog. You beat me by 5 strokes. First time ever, by the way.
Well, there's first time for everything. It could be a trend. We shall see what happens today. But, Mike, thanks for making the journey. And tell us a little bit about your adventure in South Carolina so far.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Up until recently, I really never heard of Santee as a golf destination. I know we've done a piece on this before. Our managing editor, Brandon Tucker, has been out here. But
sure.
This is the first time I've ever been out here. And the truth is, this is one of those really winter golf destinations that if you're not looking to spend a fortune going to Hawaii or Arizona, nothing against those places because I love them, but you know, if you're looking for some value, this is a great place to come. I mean, you're talking $40 green fees, despite the rain that we've had.
And there's nothing they can do about that.
There's nothing they can do about that. And you can get down here and have, you know, 65, 70 degree weather. It's supposed to get up to 67 today.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
You know, I'm good with that. Sun's going to be out, and you know, what's not to enjoy? Plus, it's so laid back, and people here are so genuine. That's the thing that's really cool.
And they have three different price tiers for the golf package. They have, you know, if you go to visit Santee, they have a cost cutter, an all-inclusive, and a super inclusive
golf.
Well,
let's back up. Visitsantee.com,
yes.
S-A-N-T-E.
Yeah, or SanteeCooperGolf.com.
SanteeCooperGolf.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting from like $350 for, you know, a three-night stay and three rounds of golf, and you go up to like $570, and they throw gift cards at you. And, I mean, the deal that we have now for the Santee four-ball, roughly about $500 a guy. You get a three-night stay. You get the meals. The meals are fantastic last night.
Meals are good, yeah.
Good
food everywhere.
Good home cooking. Has had a great breakfast. But, you know, we'll get to Tour Edge later. But You get a $180 gift card to
from Tour Edge.
From Tour Edge, a free pair of brand new FootJoy golf shoes
of your choice. You choose
of your choice.
You yeah, they don't just hand you some shoes. You get to choose what you want from the selection, which is probably the largest selection of FootJoys outside of FootJoy.
And if you're driving, down from New York, and if you're taking 95 down to Florida, you've seen that big FootJoy sign.
Oh yeah.
Says, world's largest distributor of FootJoy shoes. It's true.
It is.
And they're great. They're great
shoes. I have four new pair in my room.
Three.
No, four. You didn't see the other box. It's in a sack.
No, I took one.
What? Took my shoes? So, Mike Bailey, tell us what's going on with Golf Advisor. You guys are
everywhere. All
over the place. You're everywhere. You're doing websites really kicking, looking good. I read some of your articles this week. Great stuff.
Yeah, we're really growing. I think the most important aspect of Golf Advisor is that It's really designed for golfers. It's about golfers, and we get so much input for golfers. We're coming up on a million reviews pretty soon, so that's different than what you get from the panelists. From the two or three major magazines that do their top 100. Ours are all based on reader reviews. So, you're looking for a place to play. You look it up in Golf Advisor and see what other golfers are saying. That's a big part of it. And of course, a big part of it is what I and the rest of the staff do, which is we provide the editorial. So we're out running around all over the place. We're rating courses just like the readers do, but then the added element, obviously, is we're doing photos and stories and we're adding a lot of content. And we have a lot of content, and we're expanding that now with a TV show on Golf Channel. And Matt Janella, who most people are pretty familiar with, is our editor at large
from Morning Drive.
So he's got a pretty big presence with us. And recently we also hired Brad Klein, mm-hmm. from Golf Week, who's a bit of a historian and an architectural expert, and once caddied for Bernhard Langer, and has got just a wealth of knowledge and wealth of experience in the business. So we feel like we've got a well-rounded staff with a lot of people with different expertise. Most of all, though, we all love golf. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Now, how long have you been with Golf Advisor for the past couple of years, but you have a pretty storied past in your writing experiences.
Yeah. Actually, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate enough. I got kind of grandfathered into this when the company I originally worked for got bought by the Golf Channel. So I've been a full-time Golf Channel employee now for a little over 5 years, which has been awesome.
Wow, but it goes quick, doesn't it?
It does go quick.
Wow.
And before that, with the company, it was called Travel Golf World Golf. But I've had stints at PGA Magazine. I also worked with Brad at Golf Week when I covered the turfgrass industry. So Brad and I know each other well. We still get along. So it's good
now
stuff.
You've done a lot of instruction reviews in your past and equipment reviews. And so what's the most fun? And I know it's an obvious answer, right? Or no, maybe not to you, though. You're pretty technical.
Yeah, I think I'm having the most fun now. I mean, traveling. Are you kidding me? I mean, I get to go to some of the best courses and best resorts in the world.
Yeah.
I've gotten to play Pebble Beach and Cypress Point.
French Lick.
French Lick, of course.
Well,
yeah.
You've got to talk
about
French
three
Lick.
Three times, and one of them almost successfully. So
exactly. We have choices.
Yes, it's it's terrific. I mean, you get to go to so many places. And honestly, again, I mean, coming back here to Santee, this is just as satisfying as a lot of the high-end places I go to, because this is really what the game is about for the majority of people. I mean, the majority of people can't afford a lot of these, can't afford to go to Pebble Beach. Although
$500 bucks a round.
Yeah, but I tell everybody, put your money in a bank. If you're a golfer, figure out a way to get there. I mean, to me, that's one of the three courses that we all want to play, right?
In the words of the great Gary Player, you've got to go. You've got to go.
Oh, Augusta National, I would assume. St. Andrews.
Augusta National,
well,
which very few of us are going to get to play. But the other one we can't play is the old course is St. Andrews.
Yeah.
And that's also obviously worth saving up for, but that involves a trip across the pond for us Americans.
That's fine.
Well, you just got back. You were over. You did the Scotland gig.
I did Scotland last year. I have played the old course. It was a dream round. Fortunately, it actually went pretty well for me. But I was prepared to shoot 95 or, like I said, it went well. I wound up breaking 80 out there, which was tremendous. Because I don't break 80 that often, and to do it there was just awesome. But there's, just the golf over there. When you go to Scotland, and I just went to Northern Ireland this year and got to play Royal Portrush, which is where the Open's going to be next year.
Sure.
That's a whole other experience that, most American golfers don't get to do, but they should. I mean, because it's a completely different way of playing the game, and it's infinitely fun.
We're talking with Mike Bailey from the Golf Channel's Golf Advisor here in Santee, South Carolina, at the Santee Four Ball Championship, the second annual. The first one we attended and were in and
came
played
in second
in.
Last year.
Came in second. We came in second last year.
Losing to the foursome of Augusta National caddies.
Yeah, we lost to that man right over there that's standing there in that purple shirt. Yeah, he's bowing to us right now. Yeah, we tried to trash talk him, and it just didn't work, did it?
Nope.
Didn't work a bit. He drummed us like a cheap Ludwig tom-tom.
I had to speak northern to him.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. Yeah, he's waving now. Anyway, and here again, we're live out here. Everybody's starting to come in. The golf carts are all set up, thanks to Todd's wife.
Penny.
He's got her working so hard to get this place set up. So, Mike Bailey, let's get back to Golf Advisor. You just did an article that I saw, I haven't finished reading it, about homes on golf courses. There's something about these expensive homes that are at resorts.
Yeah, that was we called that eye candy, just to look at those photos.
Oh, my God.
There's one at Bel Air Country Club, I think, that was over $65 million.
This what?
Brand new.
Oh, so, let's see. Call my realtor.
Yeah, you should.
I think it's a commission on that.
Woo!
How about the estimated mortgage payments? I think they were somewhere.
Well, the taxes.
The taxes.
The taxes in California would be absolutely ridiculous.
I couldn't afford the taxes on the taxes.
Now, have you played Riviera?
I have not. Yeah, that's definitely another one on my
list. When you get to 14, halfway down the fairway, just walk over into the backyard of this really pretty house and knock on the door and say hi to Mel Brooks.
Oh, is he there?
Mel Brooks lives on 14 at Riviera still.
That would be awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I love his movies and was a big Get Smart fan.
Get Smart was great, wasn't it?
It was.
Great show. So what's up next for you? I mean, Santee this week, and then you're going to head home for December, more travel?
Yeah, I'll be home for a couple of weeks, and then I actually just got a flight booked to Phoenix. Try to get out there at least once or twice a year to the Scottsdale-Phoenix area. The big news there is that the Phoenician... which had 27 shoehorned holes. Fun course to play, but it was very, very tight and really not enough room for 27 holes. Well, they've redesigned it. It's now 18 holes. Can't wait to see it. And then I'll be out at Papago, which is a fantastic municipal in Tempe. And they've got a brand-new clubhouse, teaching center, practice game area. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well.
So in the big picture, when you – get a couple buddies together and say we're going to tee it up somewhere. You had a choice to go besides Pebble, besides, you know, the old course. Where's your go-to place to go to?
Yeah, one's Bandon Dunes, yeah. Obviously on the coast of Oregon. My fondness for Lynx Golf overseas. If you can't go there, Bandon's a great choice. Another great choice, though, it's a little similar to Bandon. I wouldn't quite call it true Lynx Golf, but Stream Song down in Florida. Which kind of gives you some of the same experience. Three great designers with Tom Doak and Corey Crenshaw and Gil Hance, who did the latest course there, the black course. That's a real different experience.
He just finished up Pinehurst number 4 as well.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to play it this year. The weather kind of bumped that one out as well. But I got to go out there last year and see the plans for that. It looks like it just turned out awesome.
Actually, I was up there about 3 weeks ago. And they had the media push off there, saw Brad Klein up there.
Right.
Yeah, it worked out well.
That's a good pullover. Did you bring that for me?
No.
What? You were supposed to bring me a new pullover.
But anyways, Frank is, you get a lot of swag too, I'm sure, when you go to these places. What does your closet look like?
I never accept anything. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, right. He has a U-Haul behind my car to get him to the airport.
Between the two of you guys.
We do have...
I popped my head in his closet. You have like 25 different hangers in there for a 3-day trip.
Well, it's been longer than 3 days. I've been on the road a while.
Well, 3 days.
I've been kicked out of my home.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
Well, I like to have a choice when I travel.
Well, there we go.
What I wear.
So. Cabot Cliffs.
I haven't been there. Fortunately, I should say, there's, you know, we have 6 or 7 people on our editorial staff. 2 or 3 of them have been there. I haven't been chosen. So
yeah, that's a good scratcher for Canada.
Absolutely. I have been to PEI, though. Prince Edward Island.
Home of Lori Kane.
Oh, my gosh, did I love that. That was and that's a big part of it, too, when you go to a golf destination. What else is there? I mean, Prince Edward Island, craft beer, great seafood, especially the lobster and the mussels. And, you know, in the summertime there, the weather's perfect, and it's just beautiful. You know,
well,
so.
On this trip we've had, you weren't with us when we stopped on, was it Lexington, South Carolina?
Oh, for the barbecue.
For the barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That spread was unbelievable. I wish I could remember the name of the place. Do you remember it?
Oh, I can't remember the terrible. Name of it either. It's in Lexington, though. We know that.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, Lexington, great barbecue. They had, Brendan, believe me, they had a buffet line that was as long as 5 parking spaces. And at the end of it was banana pudding and it was like Mississippi mud pie, but just it was just thick,
it
dark.
Was really good for you.
Yeah, it was very healthy. They had fried chicken on this thing. They had barbecue. They had real mac and cheese. So to our listeners out there, get over to South Carolina. Make your way to Santee, South Carolina. Come see Lake Marion and the people here.
Hudson's?
It was Hudson's. It was Hudson's Barbecue in Lexington, South Carolina, where we stopped and had lunch the other day. And whew-wee, it was
good. Maurice's Barbecue Piggy Park, too, as well.
No, okay, well, we'll skip that one. But no, in all seriousness, make your way over here to Santee. Come to Lake Marion Golf Club.
Exit 98.
Exit 98 off of Highway
95.
95 goes, if you love New York, we used to have a bumper sticker in Florida that said, if you love New York, take I-95 North. That's what we used to say to people.
But you can see, well, you're staying at the Clark's Inn, which is located around
Clark's
the,
is cool.
Right on the other side of the highway. But back in 1946 when they opened it, Mr. Clark came back from World War II and said, wanted to open a destination for the travelers that were heading down to Florida. So this whole area.
Is this about halfway?
Yeah.
Right about the halfway point from New York to whatever, Central Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a four and a half hour drive to Orlando from here. Throw another 3 on top of that, you're down to Miami, and you're 10 hours from New York.
That's okay. I'll go south. There we go.
Mike
Bailey, I asked you earlier what's up next for you, and so are you going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show?
Always.
Okay.
I think it's going to be my 25th straight, believe it or not.
So please promise us you'll stop by the stage and jump on with a headset with us.
I would love to. That'd be fun.
We'll be doing the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
You're doing Friday too?
Yeah, we'll do Friday.
Okay.
Why not? Sure. We're there. We might as well.
And then after that, we take off. We play in the Golf Writers Association Championship.
Are you going to do the GWAA?
I am actually planning on that. That's the first time this.
Okay. So we'll be together for 2 weeks again.
Yeah, that they've ever held it
Hammock
right
Beach.
After the PGA show. Yeah, at Hammock Beach.
Yeah, right up in St. Augustine.
Yeah, our
right
good friend Kevin Frisch.
Yeah, from Frischie.
Kevin Frisch PR.
Actually, Frischie's on his way out to Vegas right now to play in America's Cup, which is a little boondoggle that's going on out there with some travel destination.
Frischie's a stick.
Fishy is a stick.
A lot more stick than I am. Let me put it that way.
He is.
We played with him at his club in Michigan, Kingsley Club.
Kingsley Club. You
what
play that?
A fabulous track.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like the tradition on the 18th hole.
Oh, absolutely. That tradition on the 18th hole was
we allowed to talk
heartwarming.
About it?
No, we're not allowed to talk about it. No, that's a private club thing, but it was heartwarming, so to speak.
It was good.
And tummy warming and chest warming and everything else. So it was good. Mike Bailey, thank you so much for stopping by and taking some time. I know you want to hit some balls and get ready so you can thump everybody and win this thing this year.
Yeah, I'm better off if I don't hit any balls. But
really?
I got to get mentally prepared, though, for this.
Well, I have to thank two of our sponsors, of course, before we go away. Club Corp, you know, the leader in private clubs. Thank you so much, Club Corp. And we'll be doing more Club Corp properties and live shows from there, and Flight Scope. So the Flight Scope.
Oh, you have your Flight Scope with you, don't you?
It is, yes. The new, the tour one is in the car. We need to set it up on the range, get out there, and work on our game. Not before the tournament, afterwards. So, Mike, give everybody our best down at the Golf Channel and a golf advisor, and please join us again in Orlando, Florida at the PGA Merchandise Show.
Thanks, Frank.
Hey.
Thanks, Brandon.
Hey, oh, Mike,
hey,
thanks, buddy.
We appreciate it. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick short. Is quick short a term?
In Golf Talk America vernacular, yes, it is.
Yes, it are. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have more from Santee, South Carolina at the Santee Four Ball Championship with Brendan Sweeney.
Yay.
And myself, Frank Bassett, and not Tim Matthews. Tim is in Dallas on assignment.
Finally, the
and
show
by the
is
way,
fun.
As we go to break, our thoughts and our prayers for a very, very fine ambassador of the game of golf, former president of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, who passed away and will lie in state in the Capitol in Washington, D.C., beginning today. So shout out to the Bush family. Thoughts and prayers are with you, and to a great man and a great leader and a great, great family of golf ambassadors. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour and PGAtour.com, I should say, and we'll be right back. There's that margarita music.
Fire up that blender, my man.
Get the blenders going. Welcome back, everybody. Frank Bassett and Brendan Swinney from the French Lick Resort. Thank you, pal.
You got it.
For being here helping co-host. Tim Matthews is on assignment in his hometown of Dallas, and we are in Santee, South Carolina for the Santee Four Ball Championship.
The second annual. Yeah.
Second one.
It's great. Yeah. We did it last year, and coming back this year, seen a lot of great familiar faces.
Yeah.
Last year, there was 54 people. Now there's 110.
Yep. Bunch of folks.
Double it.
And guess who is twice as good.
Yeah.
Guess who is the big-time sponsor of this?
I'm gonna take a go on the edge and say Tour Edge Golf.
You're going out on the edge and say Tour Edge?
Absolutely.
It is Tour Edge.
From Batavia, Illinois, where the buffalo roam. Have you heard that expression before?
I will tell you.
I'll tell you a story about
that. Why do you bring the guest in before we introduce him?
Okay, you do it.
you're doing to me what I do to Tim Matthews when we're doing the show together.
It's equally annoying.
That is so funny. Tom Henderson from Tour Edge. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Great. How you guys doing?
Good to see you again.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, no. We love it, man. We love Tour Edge. You guys are kicking it.
We are.
Right there, baby.
We are kicking it.
I mean, they got the threes right there.
Yeah. Brendan plays the HL threes. Yeah.
There's exotic head covers everywhere around here.
Yes, there are, and a lot of exotic bags. I want that big pro bag. I like that bag.
Well, we can make that happen.
Mr. Claffey, if you're listening, send us some gear.
Well, John Claffey, let me tell you, John Claffey is, of course, head of marketing for Tour Edge. And I met Tom. Well, we knew Claffey through his former position and met Tom last year at this tournament. And
right when Claffey was starting?
Yeah, when Claffey just started.
Been with us a year. Yeah.
And so at the Masters, they're our sponsor. They're our equipment sponsor for the Masters shows that we do every year all week. And so Claffey, Tom, you told him to do it.
Yeah.
Sent me the tour bag, sent me their tour forged clubs.
Great sticks.
Awesome sticks. My Lord, they're incredible sticks. And Steve Elkington was co-hosting with me there during the Masters.
Name dropper.
And he's part of the Golf Talk America team. So Elkington pulls the clubs out, and he says, damn, these are good looking. He said, wow, these feel great. So Steve Elkington sort of gave you guys an impromptu promotion, and that's probably one of the best swings that has ever been around in golf.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Tom, what's going on? You guys are you're giving away clubs here at the tournament this year, you did last year.
We are. We sponsor quite a few clubs. Everybody gets a club or whatever they need, and yeah, a lot of great feedback from that so far. I've got a few people to take care of yet, but
Brendan and I.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys are at the bottom of the list.
I know, we are. We're at the bottom of the list. We're not that important.
We'll take care of the guests first.
We're in the middle of a new launch, new product.
Tell us about that, because this driver's pretty hot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Brought a EXS, Exotics EXS, to market first week in November. Driver, fairway, hybrid, and an iron. Iron quite hasn't hit market yet. Should be any day.
Okay.
But the driver, we brought it to market at $299. Thought we needed to do that. Thought there was a hole there for that in the marketplace. A lot of the drivers have kind of escalated. So we brought a full feature to market at $299.
Well, you guys, Tour Edge has always been very frugal in their advertising and marketing, and you've put most of your money back into R&D and product.
Always have.
And your product has some of the technology, number one, but number two, the materials that you use in the manufacturing of your clubs.
Yeah, well, we spend more money on our materials. We really do. Less money on marketing, more on materials. It's been kind of the motto of our company, although sales have been so good for the last 24 months with some of our new team members and so forth that we've started to throw a few more dollars on the marketing side.
Mr. Claffey.
Well, we pay him a small amount.
Not him, but he spreads the wealth out.
Right, exactly. He, and it's been great. I mean, you know, it's my phone's rings differently now than it used to. It's been really good for 2 years. And thanks to you, you know, just thanks to everybody and a lot of support. And the product's great. When you got a great product, it works. I mean,
we've always been a supporter of Tour Edge, and you guys you're fixing to get it from somebody.
Somebody's messing with you.
Yeah. We're out here, by the way, we're out here by the carts. Everybody's staging, getting ready to go
shorts.
Play.
Yeah.
And,
you don't want to bend it over on those things.
Get rid of those things.
Get him some new shorts, James.
is that a swimming suit you've got on? What is that? Good Lord. Yeah. We're out here. Everybody, it's being staged. We're teeing off at 10 o'clock this morning in the second edition of the Santee Four Ball Championship. Here in what they call the golf's little big town?
I guess you
golf's a little big town.
How about the weather? It's nice.
The weather's nice today. Yeah, boy, yeah. It's been brutal. It's been raining.
It can only improve from the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, this golf course, Lake Marion Golf Club, is on a sandy base, so it drains extremely well.
Yeah.
But yesterday, we had rooster tails on some putts, but we were playing in a tsunami.
Yeah.
So
we did finish the round.
We finished our round yesterday.
We played up at Waibu yesterday. Had a lot of, you have a lot of product up there as well.
Yeah. They've been a great customer. Yeah. This whole area has been a nice little tour edge area. So
Good. Yeah. What tour edge has, of course, the new driver and fairway wood and rescue.
But the great thing about tour edge is clubs for different abilities.
Question?
You own the show or something?
I might have to.
Do I act like this at French Lick when I come up to your gorgeous resort? I sure do.
Yes, but you're sober here.
Well, but, okay. Okay. So you guys, outside of the fact that the irons and all that, you got some pretty hot putters going on right now.
We do. We have a new putter.
Yeah.
We're bringing a milling to market in January, I believe.
Yeah.
January, first week of January. Six new styles. They're awesome.
We're allowed to talk about that now.
I've got one in the car, so I'm a salesman.
Let's break that puppy out and test it.
Well, we're going to take a peek at it. Sure, absolutely. Yeah. But, of course, we have, price point putters for so many of them that they're hard to count. But, at $49 and $59 retail, fantastic. I mean, we do it all. We're doing a great job in every segment.
You also have great sets for starters and women, and that's
juniors.
Juniors. You have the full line of product all the way up to the tour quality clubs.
A to Z. And, new junior program that's received very nicely. In our adult package sets, we can handle just about anybody down to a left-handed.
Down to Brendan Sweeney swing.
We're still working on that set. We're still working.
The sweet spot is this big.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a set in progress.
We could do that.
Yeah. Tom, how long have you been with Tour Edge?
This is my 10th year.
10th year. Yeah. Wow. So you've seen it go from just tiny to just explode.
Surviving to
shirts.
To really rocking. It's been great. And kudos to the top guys up there. They've just done a great job, and they've given us the tools to rock it. You guys are talking about us. You're playing us. It's just great stuff. Yeah.
We were at the Senior PGA Championship, and our good friend Rocco, is out there on the range, and he's hitting your sticks.
It's seven guys.
Scotty McCarron.
Seven guys.
Who else is hitting the stick out there?
On the Champions Tour?
Champions,
I don't know if I'll hit them all, but
a few more.
Scotty McCarron.
Yeah.
And Scotty had a great year.
Hell of a player.
Tom Lehman.
Tommy Lehman.
With a victory, and of course, Rocco. And
Duffy Waldorf.
Duffy?
Yeah, Duff.
Fred Funk. Bart Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Dunlap.
I mean,
Petrovic.
I wouldn't want to play. Yeah, Petrovic. He's in second.
Petrovic. I've never heard of him.
Tom Petrovic? Out of Rhode Island.
I'm kidding.
But, anyways, he finished second in the Schwab Cup Championship.
Yeah.
So, first year out. We had him on the show at the Lake Nona
Fest.
PGA Merchandise Show, Lake Nona.
Tim had three clubs in the bag this year, so it's just great. It's been fun.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I remember my first introduction to Tour Edge was the old, the three wood, was it the CB?
CB was the first one. CB.
That was the hot face. Snedeker was playing
it,
he let me hit his, and I said, good Lord, why do I need a driver?
Yeah.
I mean, it would just jump off that face.
Back then, it was yards ahead of the competition.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they've tried to narrow the gap, but it's still, the CB series is still fantastic. Yeah. Now called CBX.
Well, that's my bag right there.
Yeah,
you see
I see those covers.
All those covers in there.
You look like you're on the Champions Tour.
He's qualified by age, but not by talent.
Yeah, is that where he's missing it?
Exactly.
Well,
now
that's just not
if you can shave 10 strokes off your game per nine, you'd be right there. After yesterday's adventure. I tell you, I beat him yesterday.
On the front nine by
he's
five
injured,
strokes.
Though. Isn't he injured? He's going to say.
I was injured.
Yeah.
I was injured.
The only thing that was hurt was your ego.
I was Dane Bramage. But we had a good time.
Yeah.
So
I did.
Yeah, you did. You played really well. I have to give that to you. You did. But what happened on the back nine here at Lake Marion? What happened?
It was a rain delay.
Yeah, what happened there? I picked up maybe 10 strokes on you on that night.
It was
okay, there you go.
He's never been good on rain delays.
No,
he goes to the ball. No, he doesn't. the car girl. Oh, car girl. Yeah. Anyway, we are here in Santee for the second edition of the
four ball.
Santee four ball championship.
Winter four ball.
Winter four ball. Yeah. There you see, you wrote it down wrong for me. Winter four ball championship.
Pay me more.
Okay, here's 50 cents. Exactly. It's a raise.
Nothing from nothing leaves
and,
nothing.
And we're joined by Tom Henderson from Tour Edge, who is one of the top, the big sponsor of this event. Tom, where do you live?
I live just outside of Columbia, South Carolina.
Lucky man.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Yeah, I cover the state of Georgia and North Carolina as well as South Carolina for Tour Edge.
I have a good friend that's he's on the show a lot. He was a world long drive champion at one time. Lives in Dallas and Charleston.
Okay.
Art Selinger.
Right.
And Artie's over in Charleston. I tried to get Artie to come over, but he can't. I wanted him to come over and hit some balls on the range with your new driver. Yeah. Let these boys see him hit the ball.
Right. Yeah, that's scary stuff.
That is scary stuff. Right. What's up next for Tour Edge?
What's up next?
PGA show?
Yeah, PGA show, right? Yeah, we'll have you guys out to Lake Nona that week, and we got the demo day, and then, you know.
What's the demo day like for you guys?
Oh, my Lord.
It'd be a long day, sir.
Yeah.
We get there, you know, well before light. And,
dark 30?
Set up, and we put on quite a show.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Last year we had somebody, you know, doing music, and it's good stuff.
We should set the show up and kick off the morning with Golf Talk America live from Demo Day.
We have a nice booth.
That'd
be
cool. Just set up on the side with a little table like this.
You guys
just
get there early. You can help us put the tents up.
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
Yeah.
You guys have been good to me. I'll give back.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know,
hey, by the way, Penny didn't hold up the sign this time that said "I'm Penny and I was here before Todd."
Well,
Penny is
well
Todd's wife.
Penny. Yeah. Penny.
We love Penny.
Penny.
We love Penny. Anyway, we're just having a good time out here.
No, but
joking
the
around.
Demo day, Orange County National Golf Course out in west part of Orlando.
Right.
360-degree range.
Right.
And there's, 10,000 people that'll show up to this?
Oh, easy.
What's the distance from one side of the range to the other?
Probably about 450 yards.
Too far. Nobody's ever made it, I guess.
Nobody's ever made it across?
So.
People have tried, I'm
sure.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Jamie
Sadlowski. We'll get Jamie out there and see if he can do it.
Yeah, it might be a tough shot.
That's a little long. Yeah,
break the face.
Tom Henderson, as always, you are the best.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for your support of Golf Talk America, Tour Edge's support of Golf Talk America, and certainly we love you guys. Great equipment. If you haven't checked out their product, where can they find, outside of their green grass providers, there are some big shops, too, that have your product around the country?
Everyone. I don't want to mention anybody by name.
I understand.
We're everywhere, including right here at Lake Marion Golf Course.
Yeah, Lake Marion. It's a great place to come. Plus, you can get some golf shoes here.
Yeah.
Largest collection of golf shoes in the
Exit
world.
Exit 98 off of Highway 95, Interstate 95.
There he goes. You're going to be a DJ in New York sooner or later, aren't you?
I'm heading south.
I think you can hit a Tour Edge 3-wood from the exit to the shop, can't you?
No, I can hit a 5-wood.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Three times.
Very close to exit.
And lose a ball.
Yeah.
All right, so like I say, we're here in Santee, and what we're going to have to do is get us out of here and probably get ready to go play some golf. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort.
Thanks, Frank.
French Lick, great sponsor of Golf Talk America. The founding sponsor, first sponsor we had was the French Lick Resort, and for that we are ever so grateful. And then Tour Edge
I'm still trying to explain it.
to his management team.
Why are you doing this?
Tour Edge, Tom Henderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
We really appreciate it. Thanks to Mike Bailey from the Golf Channel's Trip Advisor.
No, Golf Advisor.
Golf Advisor.
There we
That's
go.
It. Okay. I knew I'd get it wrong. Did you write these notes right? Hey, thanks, everybody, for
listening.
The one
Ron Burgundy,
Tim
you're the
Matthews,
one reading them.
When you listen to this show, you will understand why you are invaluable. You've been listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com, and we will be back tomorrow with a special edition of Golf Talk America from a really cool place. We'll tease you on this, but it's a restaurant, and it's after the tournament today. We're going to do that show tonight, so should be a good show. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Love you, each and every one of you.